Welcome to the Geeky Grandma with an Encouraging Nudge podcast. Hi, my name is Jill McCarthy from Central New York State, and this is our 63rd podcast. And yes, dear ladies out there, my listeners, this is a very special podcast. This is actually a recording from a summit I was just in. The summit was subtitled Dare to Receive. Sounds interesting. The overall name for the summit was Show Up, Stand Up, and Speak Up. And that's a part of the productions of Deborah Drummond. And then she is writing a conglomerate book which has 262 speakers. This is a massive project. This is the 9th summit that she's done in preparation for this book launch. She started this year on International Women's Day, which is March 8th. And on the 8th of the month, every month since, she's been doing a full summit. And this will continue till next March 8th. And then the summits will come even faster between March 8th and May 11th, which is Mother's Day. And there are going to be 22 summits altogether. This is a huge undertaking. There are women from all over the world either in this event or listening to this event. And it's really a massive undertaking to help women to connect all over the world so they can start living their best lives now. And here we go, back to our feature.
Okay, there we go. So let me introduce you properly. Ladies and ladies, let me introduce you to Jill McCarthy. She is an Encourage coach. Talk about what we just finished talking about. She's also an incredible retreat organizer, and she is the Geeky Grandma with an Encouraging Nudge podcast. The thing that you may not know about Jill is she ranked 25th in the nation in archery in high school. Isn't that great? That is going to be one of my favorite questions that we ask people. She's going to be talking about the power of encouragement. Jill, can you share with people what your free gift is? And if you have just popped on and you don't know how we do this free party, all of our speakers have a free gift to everyone. And then she has a free gift to one lucky person that's going to lean in, listen to something that she says. I'm going to pick the question, and we are going to ask you that question after she speaks. And if you have the right answer, you have an opportunity to win it. So Jill, please share with us what your free gift to everyone and your free gift to one person is.
Sure. My free gift to everybody is a 30-minute encouragement session with me. It would be perfect for somebody in a long project like Derby, that you get partway through it and you say, oh, how do I go on? And it's a chance to bounce ideas off a wall. It's a time to change the endorphins and get them moving and to start new actions. That's that 30-minute encouragement sessions. Lots of different possibilities. And for that one lucky person, you have the opportunity to be my guest on the Geeky Grandma with an Encouraging Nudge. And I'm a transition agent, especially for the more mature ladies in the crowd. For those that are in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, I'll take an 80 if we've got one here. But we're going through transitions in life. I have one lady I interviewed who sold her house on retirement. She and her husband bought a sailboat, and now they're going around the world. The woman that has spent all of their time meeting everybody else's needs, they're all grown, and now they have a chance to do something for themselves, something new, maybe something different, maybe make your heart's desires come true.
Wow. Well, I've had that beautiful experience, and we've had some great fun on our show. So you can go to Mission Accepted Podcast and listen to this woman talk about some incredible things. So Jill, would you like to share with us? Let's talk the power of encouragement.
Well, my story started out as somebody with really, really low self-esteem. Even as I began to understand what self-esteem was about, It felt like a paper bag that somebody cut the bottom out. And everything that I tried just went right through the bottom. It's like nothing stuck. And, you know, that's a hard place to be. I guess we're all there at one extent or another, but mine just seemed kind of huge. And then I went on, and what happened after that is maybe somebody gave me a birthday card and they took the time to write a little extra note. Well, that started filling that little bit of empty space, that huge cavern of empty space in me. And then somebody else would send an email. So I'd print that off and I'd put it in a box. And then we kept going on and on and on. And finally, about 15 years ago, I was at a church one Saturday and they were giving a gifts and talent survey. We've heard several people talk about gifts and talents. So I spent the Saturday morning taking the survey to find my top three gifts. And among the top three gifts was the gift of exhortation. Now, that's a fancy word we don't use a lot these days. Exhortation means that you're compelled to speak, and usually what you're saying is very compelling. But people who take gifts and talent service all the time, they like to call that the gift of encouragement. And it's taken me a long time to own that gift, but I'm stepping up to the plate now, and now I write, I'm an encourager. That's what I do. And we also have talked how we're each made differently with different skills and talents. I love to take all those little questionnaires that say, you might be this or this or this or this, and that they all come together to help me do that gift of encouragement. I'd like to share one story about a college friend who encouraged me. Her name was Cheryl, and the last 2 years of college, I commuted from home, and Cheryl lived on campus. And the college church youth group would meet on certain nights of the week, and they would run around the campus. Now, if anybody knows the campus of Oswego, New York, the campus goes across the road, and you'd have to go way up around all the sports fields, way around all of the business buildings, and come back to where we started. And we were all trying to see if we could do the whole trip once without having to stop and take a breather. While we were going along, Cheryl and I, and Cheryl hadn't stopped yet, and she was a little bit ahead of me, and she saw I was slowing down, and I just couldn't make it any further without catching my breath. And I motioned to her, keep going, keep going. You're doing great. You haven't stopped yet. And she said, no, two are better than one. And I'm going to wait for you till you catch up with me. And we're going to go the rest of the way together. And my head just kind of shook, said, why'd you give up your long run without stopping? And she just says, but it's more important that we're together and that we encourage each other. And it just, I never had somebody do something like that for me. Cheryl took the time to write a letter telling different traits that she saw in me. It took her a long time to write it. When she did, I took that letter and I folded it up and I put it in the back of my wallet. So until it was creased so deep from opening and closing, somebody took the time to tell me that I was valuable, that I was worthwhile, and that meant the world to me. And now's my time to pass it forward.
Wow. There must be so many incredible stories. I know that you do retreats. I know that you do podcasts. And I know that when you're doing those, that is what you're doing. And, you know, I can understand how it would be an interesting gift to claim. Do you know what I mean? Because it comes natural to you. And I believe that sometimes we don't see our natural gifts as valuable because it comes so easy to us. I mean, kind of like how Rebecca was sharing earlier, like, gee, I wish I could monetize my ability to connect because she just does it so freely and so easily. Yet it's not that easy for other people to do that. And so for you to claim your ability as an encouragement person, encouraging coach, I could see how that would be difficult because one, that's not usually on the job board when you go to find a job, right?
Right.
And two, it's such an easy gift for you. But the other thing is, how do you monetize? How do you turn your best gift into a business? Can you talk about like Okay, so you recognize you have this beautiful gift. I know that there is people that are blown away by your ability of technology because you are a wise woman. So can you walk us through what it was like to go, okay, I'm going to own it. Now, what am I going to do with it? And what that was like?
Well, I just have been spending the last 3 months working with Jules Vitality. I was on a summit with her, and to warm up to find out whether you were a good fit for and everything, we had a one-on-one talk. And I told her, I said, you know, on my page, I do encouragement, I do inspiration, I do empowerment. But I looked at her in the eye and I says, how do you sell a pound of encouragement? And she said, that's the secret. It's like I quantified it for a second. And now that's the top line you'll get on my webpage, is it is something. And I've start out of that one little random comment came the idea of the encouragement sessions. And the first lady that signed up for one, well, she agreed to do it and all of that. And for whatever reason, she couldn't do it for a week and a half. Just knowing that she had it scheduled gave her hope. This is a woman that I'd been on the side encouraging for about 4 years. But then she knew that when I finally put it out there, that's what she was ready for. And I was ready to give it to make it open for her. We had one session. She signed up for a second. She ended up in the hospital. But before I ever had the second session, she went from super depressed to now she's visiting her girlfriend in California, which was the best thing, the easiest thing on her list to do. And it's going to change her. And we spent 30 minutes together. And yet, it made a difference.
Well, I think that you've nailed it. I think that when we, to put a value, and I think all of us do this, right? That, you know, we probably undervalue our impact, you know, how our words impact. We know when someone says something unkind to us, how that can affect us. But sometimes I think because we are in continuum of, oh my gosh, I love your shirt today, or your podcast was so much fun to be on, we naturally say things that are of encouraging nature. To really package that and to really sit with somebody and go, okay, what's going on for you? What do you got on that? Obviously, you talked to her about what she had on her list, and you were able to encourage her to do something on that list, which what you said is going to change her, which reminds me of what Kathy talked about. Well, how she likes to create change agents, right? It's like you're actually, by the power of your encouragement, are really creating change. And yet you came from a place where self-esteem was falling through the bottom of the bag, right? At some point you had to hold on and self-encourage or self-empower.
Yeah, that was a tough one. I'll tell you, I've spent 50 years studying personal development. You know, the people talk about Bob Proctor on here. I read them back in the original. They talk about neuro-linguistic programming. I taught myself how to do that off of cassette tape. I spent 30 years in therapy. I figured somewhere I must have learned how to do something. Throw in 25 years of education, teacher. Well, I've got the means to convey it to someone else. So even if I know it, some people know it but don't know how to share it. I already had that checked off the box. And, you know, my faith is really important to me. I believe we're created for what we were made to do. I also believe that those desires in our heart, that God had something to do with putting them there. And my very first retreat was, we used a verse from Psalm 37, and it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And those words, desires of your heart. Okay, so it doesn't sound like modern English, but that's what I use to explain whatever is really, really deep in your heart. Have you done it yet? Have you started for it yet? And like somebody, and I don't remember the name, but a few minutes ago, someone just said, time's running out. I got to do it now or I'm not going to have a turn. I have a women's group site, Women Encouraging Women is the name of it. Deb's joined it lately. And I post memes I see from wherever about the importance of today. Someone else talked about their husband was flatlined in the driveway. None of us know how many days we've got. And, you know, maybe you wanted to be a dancer on the Rockettes and you're 78. Well, so what if you take tap dance lessons in a chair? Are you doing it? Are you doing what you're made to do? And Deb mentioned that I like technology and I am the geeky grandma. If anybody takes time to know me very long, that's a real name. I showed the equipment because I like to. The first time I sat down at the keyboard, I waited 20 years from college to get in the keyboard, and I put my fingers down. My fingers knew what to do. I didn't tell them. They knew it. It was built into these fingers. These fingers that can't take a spoonful of food without dropping it can use a keyboard. And this mind that am I right brained or am I left brained? I'm both. So when I'm doing something on the computer, I'm doing the tech, which is the left, and the creative, which is the right. And when I'm doing them together, all of me can exist there. Yeah, geeky. I'm making fun of myself a little. I'm a little weird. Guess what? I'm embracing my weird. If that's who I am, that's who I am. Let me be as weird as I need to be. I'm me, and I'm choosing to accept me.
Hallelujah, sister. I mean, I think that's what this whole thing is about, right?
Yeah.
And the desire to receive and the dare to receive and the, you know, there's a lot of women here that are putting receive and achieving together. There has been a lot of motivation about, there's been a lot of motivation and talk today about really that internal piece of inspiration and that keep goingness and that when it's inside and transparency. And I absolutely just, well, I mean, first of all, I adored you and I love going to your group because you know what, again, just like how we don't sometimes stop and recognize the words that people say and how it makes us feel. I don't go, oh, I was on a conversation with Sharon today and I came off and those words she said were encouraging and I feel better. I mean, we don't acknowledge that happens in nanoseconds, right? But when someone can make a business, I think this should be inspiring to any of you out there that are wondering how to monetize your gift or if you should monetize your gift or that you've got something that you can't, that is not maybe, like I said, on the job board, that there is always a creative way to be able to get that out there, to be able to formulate it in a way that gives value to others, yet that you can receive from it. Is it not shocking? You guys put it in the chat. Like, is it not shocking the amount of interesting businesses and industries that have been built and created in this last chunk of time? Like really in this last chunk of time, there is businesses that have never been done before, right? Never been said before, never been created before, titles that have never been, you know, associated before. I think it's interesting, you know, when you do your taxes and they're like, what's your job? You're like, you know, empowerment coach. You know what I mean? Like, I'm an encouraging coach. They're like, what? I don't know what category to put you under.
Well, it took me for a while. You know, I joined like 500 groups. So I have something, some place to put down in an advertisement or tell who I am. And it felt funny at first putting it down, but then I started owning it. And then I started thinking, well, how can I attract somebody to this? How can I look at it as if I were in the sea and needing it? I could say, you know, are you in the middle of a job that you need some encouragement? Maybe you had a bad day and you just need a little bit. Or maybe it's a bad season of life where you spent the last 2 months going to 5 different funerals. During those times, you need a group or a tribe or a family to support you through the long run. Or when one's having a good day, help the one that's down. And the one that's down, when they come up, you can give it back. There's different ways that we need encouragement. I started it thinking it could be a sounding board. Sometimes we just need to hear our idea out loud. when we hear it, we might say it's terrific, or maybe they'd say, oh, I guess it doesn't sound quite like I thought it did, not rattling around in my head. There's different reasons. I've been on other summits before about using your voice. I think of a woman out there who maybe is married or connected with a narcissist, and they've forgotten how to use their voice. Or maybe they were a scared little rabbit like me growing up and was labeled shy. Or maybe they're a listener and have never really used it, and nobody knows they really can talk. Well, there's lots of different reasons what might bring somebody into a session, but I want to give it back. I have so many of those notes. They fill a men's workbook box of all the notes people have given me over the years. You said what you take in is what you got to give out. I've got all of this encouragement stuck in here, and I can't wait to give it away.
All right. Well, there's a takeout order. You know, as we wrap up, Jill, as we wrap up, I know you're going to be putting your information, and I know that you have a podcast, and I know that you love having people on your show, and I know that you love being on people's shows. So that inspires you or motivates you. Have those conversations in the chat with Jill. You know what I loved out of everything that you said that I think is a really beautiful message is that things started to change for you when you started to own it.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
When you started to own it. And I see Trish, she's chatting. She's nodding her head yes as well. So look at, Jill has an amazing gift of being on her podcast. And she has the free gift of 30-minute sessions for everyone. So you can be doing your chat in the chat room there. And the question that I have for you, and if you don't know what I'm going to do, is if you want to win an opportunity to be on this Geeky Grandma's incredible podcast, which she puts everywhere because this woman is on tap, is I'm going to ask a question and you're going to fill in the blank, answer the answer, and you're going to put your email address there. And then when you do, you know, you got to be the first one to win. But don't worry if you're not the first one to answer, because of how this day goes, everyone can win one. And tomorrow, if you've won, Dorothea will reach you and connect you to Jill. So what she was talking about, she was embracing all sorts of things about herself. And one of the things that she said, and she said it really loud and really proud to the point that it like sat in my head. And she's like, you don't have to embrace it. You don't have to think it's cool, but I think it's cool. And I am embracing me being, and there was a word and it started with W. And she knows what it is because she's smiling and she's smirking and Dorothea's laughing. And I was like, okay, we have that on the show today. So if that's you, and thank you so much, Jill, for sharing. I mean, the level of transparency has just been rock star.
See you in the funny papers. Bye-bye for now.